putting refugees at risk. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. At least seven people are dead in the Ukrainian city of Lviv following what Ukrainian officials say were Russian missile strikes. Mayor Andriy Sadovy says it's especially cruel to attack his city.
Lviv is the biggest hub for those Ukrainians who are now fleeing from shelling. Over 200,000 Ukrainians are finding temporary protection here in Lviv.
Police in Phoenix, Arizona have made an arrest in the shooting of one of their own. Fox's Jeff Manasso with the latest.
A Phoenix police officer is in stable condition after she was shot at a convenience store in North Phoenix Thursday. The alleged shooter, Nicholas Cowan, captured Sunday in Scottsdale.
We did receive a tip that he was here and that he was injured.
Phoenix Police Sergeant Andy Williams, Cowan was also shot Thursday and now hospitalized. His former girlfriend, Nicole Montalbano, is accused of hindering the investigation. The injured officer, not yet identified, is she's the eighth officer shot in the line of duty in Phoenix so far this year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Once again, the White House is hosting an Easter egg roll with a welcome from President Biden.
Bill and I are excited to have you at the White House. We weren't able to host this Easter egg roll last year because of the pandemic. But this year, we're finally getting together again.
Four states with high property taxes lost to the Supreme Court, the High Court rejecting their appeal as they challenged a law limiting the deductibility of state and local taxes. High Court also rejecting an appeal from four New York City school workers who didn't like the city's vaccine mandate. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
In Pittsburgh, police have yet to make an arrest for a wild shootout at a house party, which killed two teenagers.
Police in Pittsburgh describe a chaotic scene early Easter Sunday with several hundred people inside a home when a massive gunfight broke out. This crowd was mostly teenagers who went scrambling for cover as nearly 100 shots were fired by at least several persons, first inside and then outside of the Airbnb rental. Two teenage boys were killed, eight others were injured by the gunfire, and five more were hurt trying to escape, including some who tried jumping out of windows. So far, no one has been arrested, and investigators are not sure what sparked the shootout.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. More and more people are smoking pot, at least according to drug tests.
The percentage of working Americans testing positive for drugs hit a two-decade high last year. Quest Diagnostics is one of the nation's largest drug testing labs. It's reporting positive marijuana tests spiked across all job industries from 2017 to 2021. Based on over 6 million urine tests, 3.9% came back positive for marijuana, an increase of more than 8% from 2020. Over 5 years, positivity rates for marijuana in the general U.S. workforce increased 50%. Quest scientists cited several factors for the increase, including the legalization of marijuana in a number of states and changing attitudes towards the drug. They also say more and more employers are disregarding test results when making hiring decisions amid the pandemic labor shortage. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Stocks are drifting in mixed trading today as worries about rising interest rates and high inflation keep a lid on Wall Street. This despite some better than expected profit reports from banks. The Dow and the Nasdaq bounce between gains and losses in morning trading. I'm Roger Stern. You're listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.